Father got up. He was, say, 16 or 17 years old.
Yes.
The sisters, I never did ask him which way the sisters went. But one of his sisters married Mr. Duncan, and the other one married Edmund. And old Dr. T. Rogers used to live over here in Coleman. He had my father to come over here and stay with he and his wife. His wife was named, her given name was Maddie. And I don't know how the connection come in, but she was distantly related to the Morgan. And my father went over there for old Dr. Rogers, just what his wife wanted to do, and she taught my daddy like he was going to school. And my father, anybody that knew Mr. Wheeler would have thought he was a college graduate. He wrote a beautiful hand, he used excellent English, and if I do say it, I never heard no man that could pray a prayer like my father. And he was noted for that. And my daddy, we used to have family prayer. And he'd get that Bible down, and we'd have family prayer there. And he'd read a scripture there in that Bible. And it's like this about it. Of course, we were raised poor folks, but he taught his children to be honest and serve God. And he has told me a lot of times, he says, listen, son, I don't have any money to give you. I have tried to raise you like you should go. You know right from wrong. And he said, if you will serve the good Lord, he says, there'll be a way provided for you. Well, I have tried mighty hard to live and do what my father said do. And
your father was a farmer then, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he was, my daddy was a farmer. After he got grown, you see, he left Dr. Rogers. My daddy, he was a farmer.
Did he ever tell you where he was born, where he came from, in this county?
No, I don't know.
Your grandparents,
yeah, I tell you what, I don't know where my daddy was born at.
Yeah.
You know, they got a family tree, some of them I read about the thing, but
your grandparents died in the Civil War,
though. Oh, yeah, his daddy got killed in the war between the states, and then his mother had already, she died, she passed away. And
What about on your mother's side, then?
Well, my mother was Fanny Padilla McClellan. She was Uncle John McClellan's sister. Uncle John, I don't know how it come about, but Uncle John H. Ingham used to live down there close to Uncle John.
Yes.
And Uncle John H. Ingham, he's related to the Morgans.
Yes. Can I borrow a pen? Can I borrow a pen?
Yes.
I need to write. I just want to write down.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me get you.
I'm writing, honey.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me get you a pen to write.
This is probably writing.
You know, when you get old and you have all your work to do, it's bad, you don't know about it. Don't get old.
I can still get along all right, this one.
Yeah, I know. Don't
hurt. Just do fine. It right?
I hope you do, honey.
Mr. Morgan.
We've been in the woods and all the trash and gotten fine stuff. So. And this is something to do all kind of